Labor Sissy Walsh, if Trump hadn't invested in refineries, we wouldn't be where we are today. By Ian Hanchett on October 7, 2022. On Friday's CNN newsroom, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh argued that the problems with energy and gas weren't created by the Biden administration, which is dealing with the war in Ukraine and the actions of OPEC, and stated that if the last administration made investments in refineries, we wouldn't be where we are today. Walsh said, "Well, certainly, when it comes to energy and what we're dealing with gas, I mean, that certainly was not created by this administration. We're dealing with a war in Ukraine, you're talking about decisions OPEC has made, which is very disappointing as well. And I think what it does is, for too long, America has been too dependent on foreign energy, and I think that the president has made it very clear in the Inflation Reduction Act, to be less dependent on foreign energy supplies, whether it's oil or gas as we move forward here. We need to continue to do that. We're seeing more production to deal with the issue immediately. We're seeing our refineries ramping up more production here in the United States of America to bring the cost down for American people at the gas pump. But for 13 straight weeks, we saw a reduction because of President Biden's policies and decisions, we saw gas prices coming down. You clearly, OPEC caught the administration by surprise in the decision they made yesterday. So, we're readjusting now to deal with the decision that they've made." Host Poppy Harlow then stated, "I would just say, part of the refinery issues are what's been driving prices up, especially in the Midwest and on the West Coast. And others would argue that this administration could do a whole lot more that would open the door for more oil production here in the United States. That's a conversation for another member of the Biden administration, and we'll have it with them." Walsh responded, "No, true. But if the last administration made investments in refineries, we wouldn't be where we are today." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.